All right, I'll go ahead and get started on Baltimore. I know I say it every week, but statistically, you can look at these guys. I think we have them ranked either as the top special teams unit in the league or they're at second. It kind of depends what you're looking at. They're number one in net punt with Sam Cook, and they got great cover players. Their cores, I know they're banged up offensively and defensively, but their core has remained intact, and they're playing at an extremely high level. So Monday Night Football, we got a big challenge ahead of us, but we're looking forward to it. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Cook, that Cook. Yeah. How are they similar or different in the way they pitch
well? Both, I would say. I mean, two guys that have been playing the league a while, tremendous pros, really have mastered their craft. Sam, he has some different kicks that he's kind of perfected over the last couple years, which has made him really tough to figure out. But guys that understand where they need to put the football so their coverage can get down there. I think both guys do a great job of that, and so we'll see how it plays out this weekend.
I can look at the numbers and just tackles, but who are your best? Why are your coverage units been so good?
I think guys have accepted the challenge of trying to play it at a high level. Johnson Batamosi's playing real well. I hate to not mention a guy, but Marlon Moore, Craig Robertson, Tank Carter, all those guys. Kirksey is playing well. Mingo's playing well. It's kind of one of those deals where, fortunately, we've kind of – the injury bug hasn't hit us too bad, and we've been able to remain our core intact. And I think, obviously, just like anything, the more reps you get, the better you're going to get. But with playing Baltimore, I mean, they got a good core. We like our core. And this will be a good old AFC North battle our guys got to step up to the challenge, and I think they will.
Chris, I think they have like four block kicks. How are they coming?
They're aggressive. They've had four block kicks the last 4 weeks, so they're getting one a week, and they've actually had three of them in the field goal area. They're doing a nice job with their penetration, getting their hands up and getting hands on footballs. What we need to do is we just got to execute our fundamentals and play at a high level, knowing that, but not changing anything. I mean, we still got to be who we're going to be, but at the same time, we're well aware of that and just got to do a good job.
Is it just a quirk that Coons has missed PATs but not field goals? I mean, how do you explain that?
He just ball didn't go through the upright on the deal. Everyone, I looked at statistically, a lot of teams, I think I want to say, and I could be wrong, I have to go back and check, but there's only five or six teams that I think that are 100% on extra points. And a lot of teams have missed one. Some have missed two. We're in that two category. We've challenged Travis, no more misses on that deal. I have great confidence that he can get that done. But I think there's a stereotype that we say extra point, and I think back in last year, it's a gimme kick. Really, they should just say extra field goal is really what it is, and that's kind of how we approach it.
This is obviously though something that the league wanted to do, to add this element to the game of the fear of missing that kick and maybe forcing some coaching decisions down the line as far as 2-point conversions go. But does that have any impact on your game plan as a special teams coordinator, that whole deal and the league toying with that?
I don't think so. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to still be charged with making that point. But I will say this, now that we're at the end of November, going into December and January, the weather's now really going to change and the wind is really good. I mean, you saw it last night in Green Bay and in Chicago there. I mean, that was kind of a tough night to kick the ball at Lambeau. But I think this is where you're going to possibly see more misses. And the thing that I like about our guy, I've always said, he hits a straight ball. And he just has to remain confident, which I think he will. And we just got to, when those present opportunities for us, we got to make them.
One in a normal game time situation?
No, it's been talked about before. And those coach makes those decisions. And we supply him with the information. Obviously, my job is to tell coach, how the wind's going, especially when you're kicking towards the dog pound. There's always a wind down there that, I'm not for sure where it comes from, but it does change. And just making them aware of those things and where we think that we can definitely make it or whatnot. And there's a lot of other factors, you know, how you match up offensively and defensively against the team you're playing, all those things. So those are things that we give coach, and then he makes the decision. We play from there. I thought he did a nice job. Got that first one out there to, I think, the 28 or 29. You know, he has good vision, obviously, as a running back. He has good ball security. But he's a guy that obviously we've been developing, and it presented himself that we needed to use him right there, and he stepped up to the challenge. And I'll say this about the kid. He's been very good for us of even wanting to play more things. And that's the thing that I really respect about him, that he comes to work each and every day, and he always kind of grabs me and says, Tabes, I can go out and I can do that. I can play that spot. I can do that spot. So he's been very willing to be a special teams player. So that's been nice, because obviously he's been very successful as an offensive player.
Chris, those of us who come in here, and see you on a regular basis here know that you have a natural and sunny disposition, so we're not going to see surprises.
Your usual good humor today. But in a season like this, when it's 2-8, especially a week like this, when Manziel's very busted, and we're all kind of a flutter with what keeps you afloat in the boat, keeps you sanity while you walk around with your peers?
I like coaching our guys. I like coaching football, and at the end of the day, that's what I'm in charge of doing, and help our guys be successful. I look at it this way. Each and every week, regardless of win or loss, I always say we're just trying to get to 1-0 and just kind of build from there. And when you turn on the tape of Baltimore, not to have coach speak, but they're an awfully good football team on special teams. And when I just – because that's all I'm studying. And when you watch and you're saying, okay, this is one of the best teams in the NFL, how can you not get excited as a competitor not to want to play one of the best teams in the NFL? And that's how I look at it. And when you look at it that way, you get excited about it. And then just try to translate to that to your unit, and then hopefully put a good product out there that they can – and give them a chance – to be successful. So that's kind of how I look at it, and I'm not going to change on it. Regardless what our record is and those things, to me this is another great opportunity to play a really good special teams unit, to see where we match up and see how we can play. And like I say, I like our group, and I'm excited to watch them play Monday night.